Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Monday morning, and it is 5:30 in the morning in LA. It is, I think, already hot in LA. It's been ridiculous, but it's the 9th of July already. So the whole fourth week is over, and it was like two weekends, depending on when people took off. I think this was the longest holiday I have seen around the 4th of July in a long time, but very interesting, very cool. So today's show, how do we hurt ourselves when we do not do our best? It's probably one of the most overlooked thinkings in our lifetime, is how we hurt ourselves when we knew we could have done better. And it's not listening to the weaker voice, or just maybe time, maybe stress. Maybe you didn't want to get that deep into something, but whatever it is you do, check yourself at the door and say, can I give this my best, or should I just not do it at all? Then, hey, you know what? I'm under stress. I won't be able to give you my best. But every day, as we start our days, especially now at this point in our history when time is so valuable, when you give your best to one thing, I don't care if it's cleaning out a drawer or it's a project at work or you're talking to your kids and they need advice and they don't know they need it, but all of a sudden you see them doing something and you can see where it's going. And you don't really want to stop them, but you do want to inform them because they do need the experience, but they also need to know that there's different ways they can do it and enlighten them to that. All of those things take time. And sometimes we like to bypass that time because we think we can do it better or right later. But really think about all the stuff in your lifetime that you've stopped, taken a moment to figure it out, did it well, and then you knew it was done. Well, crazy, but you knew, oh, that was done really well. Oh, we're okay. It's okay. There's something about taking the time that does something to our brains that makes us feel better at everything else we do. When we take the time in one thing, we think, you know, oh, I can handle that. Oh, you know what? I can handle that. It's that sense of mental completion, tired all day and you sleep so good at night. It's because your body says, you've worked so hard today, time for bed. Like there's a time for bed. Instead of, well, I think I'll read myself to sleep, and then you go to fall asleep and you kind of wake up and you fall asleep and you wake up and you haven't pushed your limits. There's a lot to be said for pushing our limits. We feel exhilarated. If you were to go out and do a run, just a run, told yourself, I want to do 3 miles. If I can do 3 miles, I will feel great. And you go out and you try to do 3 miles. Then at 2.5, you find some excuse to not do that last half of the mile. You say, hey, you know what? I better get back and get an early start on getting dressed for work. Or, hey, you know what? I better get back. It's going to take me a while to put breakfast together. Or, hey, I better get back. The kids may be waking up. All day long, you're going to go, wow, I didn't accomplish that. I could have done 3 miles. I would have felt better to have done 3 miles. Why didn't I do 3 miles? It was only an extra half a mile. I already did 2.5. But the fact that you didn't do the other half, and you listen to the part of you that just doesn't want to feel that high. There's a high that comes with it. But there's also a responsibility that comes with it. If you were to do those 3 miles, let's say, the whole day you'd be like, okay, what else have I got? Okay, I can do that. I can take care of this. And you start to think in a way that not only you will complete things, but you will also start them. When you wonder why you can't get started on certain things, there's two reasons. One, you are not interested enough. Or two, you're afraid you're going to be so invested that it's going to take up a lot of your time. There's things I don't start because I think, gosh, if I start that, I need at least 2 days. And things off that were so huge until I caught myself. I'm getting better because I knew it would take a lot of time and I didn't know how I could put that kind of time together. But I found that I even did that when my days weren't that tight, but my brain wasn't ready for some reason. And then I realized it goes back to every single thing I do, I need to do my best. If there's anything that can give me anxiety in life to where I actually feel anxious, it's when I don't start the stuff I need to start. Because I know that my worry about it, me back in the day, used to be able to put stuff off for quite a long time. Sometimes the things would come and go before I'd get to them. But now I know. I make a ticker sheet and I know, okay, did I touch this today? Did I touch that today? Did I touch that today? I made sheets and I highlighted each top corner and put them in a row on my desk, and they each have the topic of what I need to give my time to that day. And then as long as I look at it, touch it, see if there's anything that belongs to it, any step that I can take on that day, I take it. When I roll around at night, I say, I've done a day's work. And I feel great about it. I feel completely different. I feel on top of it. I feel like I have a sense of control of myself. I feel like I can listen to myself, that I can hear myself. Once you start doing things, another thing happens to us. We get this weird intolerance about hearing people who talk the way we used to talk. Oh, I didn't get to this. Oh, I didn't get to that. Oh, I haven't. I'm really sorry. I just haven't done that yet. And most of that talk is to yourself. And things do come and go and they weren't done yet. And you start to feel like you can't keep up, and you start feeling like your life is hard, and you start feeling stress in a different way, and you start feeling anxiety in a different way. But a lot of times, there's a deeper thing that goes on that keeps us from doing our best. And it's not about the sense of completion. But once you start doing your best, whatever environment you were in, once you realize your power, will either grow with you or you will outgrow. And that feeling is the scariest of all. The whole nuts and bolts of your relationships with the people you have are all people who are struggling with the same issues. If you get ahead of that, and you no longer have anything to complain about, you may actually not have anything to talk about either. So you either stay there, you will, and you don't have to face or leave that situation in your life. Or you outgrow it. And that's scary. Building a new world around you, outgrowing the people you know. Those are not to be taken lightly. For that, I know women who have a passion for something, whether it's something creative, or they may want to work at home, or they may want to work outside the home, and they don't because they don't want circumstances to change. A lot of times, in most cases, I advise people to follow their dreams. And the reason I do is so that your kids can see it too, can have that as well. Because you can talk all day about following your dreams, but if you don't do it, your kid doesn't have a map. If we continue to grow and thrive, our kids will have no other mental way to think. Sometimes we want to teach them what we didn't, give them what we didn't have. But that mentality is already gone because a lot of our kids got what we didn't have. And now they're having kids and they're pushing themselves at work. And a lot of them are wondering if one of the few times in our history where our population isn't growing, a lot of people are not having children. And a lot of it goes to what we've done, and we've given them everything they didn't have. They don't know what the struggle is. Somehow, even if we couldn't afford to, we still kind of showed them a way that just focused on their education because we thought that's all that's going to help them. Everything else will fall into place. But that was our best. And they're realizing they don't think they can be their best with a child because the responsibility of having a child to them is different than my day where I may had a bigger option to stay home. We were one of the first at-home businesses. But when you think about it, they think, wow, on top of how much work I have, on top of how long I spend at work, on top of trying to make ends meet, can I add a child that I need to drive even to daycare, then to preschool, then to pre-K, then to school to have a child? Can I afford it? But they're doing their best so they can live with their decision. But when we don't do our best, the way we hurt ourselves is we take away from us many of the opportunities that we could embark on because we feel like we aren't our best enough to do it. It's such a simple, overlooked thing. If every day you woke up, instead of making a to-do list, what will I do best at today? What will I do best at today? Imagine what your answer would be. Being our best is critical to who we become in our future. Because once you start doing your best, there's a sense of efficiency that kicks in. There's a sense of momentum that kicks in. Time starts to feel like it doesn't matter because you know you're going to be okay. Time always matters when you don't think you'll be okay. But on your happiest days, you may stop and say, what day is today? What week is it? Wait a minute, what year is it? Wait, how old am I? How old am I? I say all the time. I sometimes, not now as much, but there was a while there where I would forget how old I was, and I'd have to think back, oh my God, I was born in 62. And, okay, wait, what year am I in? Okay, then I subtract one from the other. And I would, or sometimes I tell somebody my wrong date, my wrong birthday, or not my wrong date birthday, but my wrong age. And I was always going up. Must have been tired. I must have felt a lot older than I was. But, and then I go, wait a minute, I'm not that age yet. What am I saying? You know, and you start asking yourself. But there's a sense of timelessness when you're happy. And there's not a mistake behind that, because there is no time at home. This is like, you know, if you were to blink and wake up, that's how long your life feels from home. Like, oh, I went to Earth. But because we have time here and we have memories here and we have all the things that we need to grow what we came here to grow, then we're fine. But time loses its luster when you are happy. You no longer feel it as a burden. I know with this work I've been doing for the last now 16 and a half years, I'm going on 17 years of doing this. I hit a wall from time to time and I go, holy cow, I could do better, but I don't know how. And I'd go out and start searching, because that was my best, was trying to find out what my best was. And I realized how much talent exists in our world, how many great people there are. Conversations, ideas. And then when I started feeling like I was doing my best, a lot of things I accepted, I couldn't accept anymore from myself. I couldn't accept wasting a day here or wasting some time there or whatever it was. And it ruffled a lot of feathers behind me. And people thought I didn't like them anymore. And I said, no, I'm just working. Oh, but you're working a lot right now. And I said, yeah, there's a lot to do. But I knew what I was doing. And once I explained to my friends what I was doing, a lot of them started doing it too. And we kind of had this little growth, like, oh, you would not believe what just happened. And I would see people's dreams come true. I have a friend who, she's a neurologist, and she worked in Pasadena. And a lot of you know her if you came to the summit, Dr. Mihoko. And she was going to retire. And she always said, when I retire, I want to live on a farm. And I want to live for cheaper than what it costs to live in California. And she never had children. And she talked about it for years, how she wanted to get her own food, make her own food. And, you know, she has all these ideas about how food, you know, affects our brains. And she was going to retire, and she bought some land in Idaho and 5 acres. And then she bought 5 more acres. And she has apricot trees and apple trees and ducks for duck eggs. And then she bought a greenhouse so she can put an avocado tree and a lemon tree, which wasn't, you know, usually something that grows in Idaho. And she, like, just did all of these things. And when you go to see her, the biggest thing you see is how strong her will is. And every time I see her, I get encouraged. And I get, and you know what? It's hard for her to translate that into a speaking engagement or to speak about it. But personally, one-on-one, we have the best conversations on earth because we are both pushing ourselves to be our best, even though it's completely different things. The talks we have together, I watched the whole process of her putting her house up for sale. It took them almost a year to pack the house. It was like a 5-bedroom house, big house. And it took them, you know, every weekend in between work. And then she was going to retire, but instead she got offered a job in Boise. And then she worked there. And then she finally retired. And you think she retired. She's busier now. She went back to school to learn about how food affect all along in medicine, she could only go so far with her patients as the hospitals or her peers would allow. And she's learning about CBD. Is it CBD or CBD? Oil. And she's learning about different methods of healing. And she's back in school right now. And she's 70 years old. But when you meet her, she's vibrant and she's happy and she's, you could never guess. It's like a walking encyclopedia of life. And it's very interesting how the more you learn, the more you can learn, the more you do learn, the less you feel time, the less you feel inhibited by time, the less anxiety you feel. That sense of inner accomplishment, like, hey, you know what? I had a good day. I really had a good day. I didn't say about anything I was going to do today. I at least saw, okay, is this something that's going to take me where I need to go? Do I need help? Should I seek help? That was my hardest one. Money was a big, big, big mental blocking point for me. I'm learning that money is a tool. And I'm still, this is my year to take care of everything that had to do with money. Was hard for me, and I didn't realize how much it blocked my thinking. But I looked at it as permission to go forward or not. I never knew where to get it or how to make it doing this without me sounding like a charlatan because I saw Christ. And that's what I was worried about. That was the first thing someone called me, and I didn't know what that meant. And I looked it up. It was a friend of mine's husband. And I looked it up, and I go, no way someone called me that. What? But I didn't know there were a lot of people out there using other people for what they knew. And all of a sudden, I got stung. I was like, I can't do that. I can't do this. And I remember doing one-on-one of how hard that was for me. But you know what? That helped me survive for the most part. Some months were better than others. And then I even went back to work to support this. But you know what? That was doing my best. I believed I was doing my best. And because I believed that, I made it to today. That's how powerful us doing our best is. Even though on the outside it may look like it's not pretty. Nobody envied my position that I was in. I was able to stay in my house. I was able to stay in the area I lived in. I was able to raise my kids the way I wanted to. But there were a lot of nights I slept and I had no idea what the next day was going to look like. But now, looking back at it, because I did my best, I got to see how God looks in our lives. Because your energy is matched. Please never forget that. When you give everything you've got, the world will match that energy with everything it's got. And you will find what you are looking for. You will. I will go as far as guaranteeing it. That when you give your best, you find the best. You don't settle. You don't accept no if it's something you know you can do. Find your way. And you will. The world does not let us down when we look for something in it. Try it. Try. The minute you open a door, you find this whole world of people who are in that world. doing what you're doing. If you want to paint, you start finding painters and you start thinking of color combinations. You start thinking what kind of paintings you want to paint. You start thinking of that world and you start getting better and more efficient and you start, you know, realizing, wow, this person taught me this. Oh, there's a technique here. Oh, there. Or you try to dance and you start realizing not only can you dance this way, but there's all these other dances and there's music designed for that dance. If you want to be an engineer and you start talking to other engineers and you talk to ones that are more experienced and ones that are more old school who don't know the new technology and you get all this information. Anything you walk into, the world will match that energy back to you. And you will find answers and you will find ways to do it. And you start believing in life again. Hearing anything negative bounces off of you because you say, hey, you know what? They didn't try hard enough. I always think when I hear something really negative and I say, oh man, someone in there wanted that problem, needed that problem, had to act out that problem. When you do your best, you exchange energy with the best of life. It's the coolest thing that happened. The only way we hurt ourselves when we don't do our best is we have taken that energy and put it on mute, put it on pause, put it on stop, put it on never. And then we feel like we're never going to get anything done. Nothing ever works out for us. And when I hear people talk like that, I say to myself, ah, they haven't had the experience of doing their best at anything yet. Thing you wanted to do and follow it through. Just follow it through and see what happens. Read a book about it. Start it. Take a look into it. You'll find out it's not as hard as you thought. Because we are worth our best. And when we don't do our best, it affects our self-worth. And when it affects our self-worth, it affects everything else we do. There's a reason why there's our best. Because it's one of the options, and it's the best option. Because every other option you have in your heart that you want to see, that you want to be a part of your life, and you keep thinking, oh, one day when everything's perfect, I'll start that. And then 20 years later, you find out that everything's perfect is when you start. The beauty of you starts to unfold step by step by step. And you start to see it and go, wow, this is what this feels like. I'm actually capable of doing that. And it opens up a door you can never close again. It's the gift that will keep on giving and giving and giving throughout your lifetime. And your life deserves that from you. You guys have a great Monday. I will see you tomorrow morning, Tuesday morning. I love you so very much. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.